Now, it hasn't been very long since ASCO, but I'm sure you're getting questions about the AVAIL study that was presented there, looking at CIS, GEM, plus or minus BEV, but they're also looking at two different dose levels.
Right.
And the question of, well, what's the right dose at this point? How do you answer that?
Well, as a purist, the AVAIL trial wasn't designed to address the dose question, but I'm unaware of any oncologist who won't draw conclusions about the dose question. There are lots of problems with regard to the design of that trial and the conduct of that trial. I think how I interpret AVAIL is that it's a positive trial. It's a second positive trial, that the use of bevacizumab in combination with cisplatinum and gemcitabine appears to be safe, and that both the 7.5 and 15 did improve the primary endpoint of progression-free survival. The 7.5 milligram dose did not appear to be less toxic, in my opinion. And therefore, I have continued to use 15 based upon the survival results of 45-99. Now, I would bet that at least by ASCO 08 that we will see some survival data from the AVAIL trial. And maybe that will make us change our mind about the dosing questions. But I think for right now, in the absence of survival data in that trial, I've stuck with the dose of 15 milligrams per kilogram when I use the drug.